The Celestial Tarot, The Fool's Journey, Chapter 6, The Antagonist Reimagined, Lost Love, and Failed Dreams. The Observer's journey began in the Museum of Forgotten Wisdom, where they discovered an ancient tarot deck and were drawn to the Fool's Path. Together, they met the High Priestess Inanna, who revealed the importance of hidden knowledge and choice. In Chapter 3, they encountered their first antagonist, the Hierophant Reversed, who sought to control and suppress their quest for wisdom. Then in Chapter 4, along with Gilgamesh, they witnessed the fall of the tower, a lesson in destruction leading to renewal. And most recently in Chapter 5, the Observer met Lilith, the embodiment of the Moon card, and she revealed the power of illusions, urging the Observer to see beyond the shadows to the truth. The faint sound of rushing wind and distant murmurs, the soft echo of a heartbeat, steady and rhythmic, this now fills the air around the Observer. The environment feels heavy with anticipation. The world is shifting again. The Observer feels a sense of weight settle on their chest as if the air around them is thickened, and they stand in a landscape of contradictions, half barren, half blooming. To the left, the ground is cracked and dry, the sky above is dark and foreboding, but to the right, the land is lush and green, bathed in warm sunlight. This is the realm of the lovers, but something is wrong here. The balance is off, the harmony is broken. There is the soft sound of footsteps on dry earth as the Observer steps forward, continuing their journey, and a faint, eerie music begins to play in the background like a distant lullaby, almost soothing but slightly discordant. Before the witness, two figures stand at the center of this divided landscape. They are the lovers, but their faces are turned away from each other, their hands once clasped, now hanging limp at their sides. The warmth of their love is faded, replaced by something cold, something empty. This is not the lovers of harmony, of connection. This is the lovers reversed, a card of disconnection, of inner conflict, of doubt. The seeker looks down, startled to find the lover's card in his hand, but only it's reversed. And the figures, once united, now stand apart, backs turned, the connection between them severed. The lush landscape in the card's background has withered into thorns and jagged rocks, and the card pulses faintly, radiating the energy of disconnection, betrayal, and imbalance. They recognize the card for what it is immediately. Not just a card, but an extension of the antagonist's influence, a symbol of love turned to manipulation and unity, twisted into division. In a gust of wind, the card dissolves from their hand, leaving only a bitter reminder of the struggle ahead. The eerie music grows louder, but it shifts in tone, becoming more melancholic, more seductive, as if beckoning the Observer to step closer. And the witness takes a cautious step forward, feeling the pull of this place, the temptation it represents. To the left, there is the ground, cracked and barren, where they see an easier path, one free of struggle and pain. It is a path that asks nothing of them but silence and stillness. It is tempting, so very tempting, the promise of rest, of peace. It calls to them like a soft whisper in the back of their mind. And a low, almost hypnotic voice begins to speak. It is soothing, the voice of the antagonist, but it is not harsh this time. It is gentle, coaxing, like a song. You have come far, I guess, but look at the road ahead. It is long and difficult and full of uncertainty. Why not just rest here? Why not let go of the struggle and the pain? There is no need to fight anymore. You've earned your peace. Just stay here, in the warmth of the past. Forget about the future and forget about this entire journey. The wind picks up slightly, carrying with it the soft sound of a harp playing. The music is beautiful, haunting, and it lingers in the air like a distant memory. The card reappears in their hand once more, flickering with the reversed energy of the lovers. The figures, now even more distant, embody the very essence of disillusionment and separation. The landscape on the card darkens, and the air around the observer feels heavier. The antagonist's message, the message of the reversed card, is very clear. The severed connection, the broken bonds, they all serve to discourage unity and cooperation. The card whispers of surrender, of urging the seeker to give up, to abandon the fight. And the card's energy pulses with the weight of failed dreams and lost hope, pressing on the observer's resolve. The seeker hesitates. The temptation to stop, to rest, to give up is compelling, almost overwhelming. The barren path to the left seems so easy, so peaceful, and they feel a weight lifting from their shoulders as they glance at it. The burdens they've carried on this journey suddenly lighter. The idea of stopping here, of staying in this place, of no expectations, no progress, no struggle, is almost too good to resist. The faint echo of the antagonist's voice returns, even softer now, almost like a sigh. It's okay. It's okay to stay. It's okay to rest. There is no need to press on. You're so tired. You have done enough, so let it end here, the journey. Just let it go. The music grows softer, lulling the observer into a state of near surrender. Their breathing slows and the sound of their heartbeat becomes faint. For a moment, the observer feels themselves giving in, letting go of the struggle. The path ahead does indeed seem so hard and uncertain, but then something stirs within them. A memory, a whisper, the voice of someone they've met on this journey, someone who told them that the truth isn't easy, but it is worth seeking. There is the soft crackle of energy, barely audible at first, beginning to rise, breaking through the lull of the music. It is the sound of Gilgamesh, the magician's presence, steady and grounding. Don't be fooled by the comforts of the past. The journey is hard, yes. The road ahead is uncertain, that's true, but the answers you seek, the answers we seek, lie there, not here. You have the strength to continue. Do not give in to the illusion of safety. That illusion is a lie. The music begins to shift, growing discordant, as if the illusion is breaking. The soft voice of the antagonist grows sharper, more desperate. No! Do not listen to him! The path ahead will only bring you pain. There is nothing for you there. Nothing but hardship and failure and struggle. Stay here. Stay where it is safe. The music falters, the wind picking up again as the barren path begins to crack and shift. The once alluring voice of the antagonist now carries an edge of desperation, the illusion starting to fade. The observer's heart quickens, their breath coming in short bursts. The illusion is breaking, but the temptation remains. The path to the left still calls to them, still promises peace, but now they see it for what it is, a dead end, a place of stagnation where growth is impossible. The lovers, once a symbol of connection and love, are now a warning, a reminder of what happens when we give in to doubt, to fear, and to complacency. The music then stops abruptly, replaced by the sounds of stones that are shifting. The ground beneath the witness cracking and crumbling. The wind howls and the barren landscape begins to fall apart. And the magician says, "Don't be afraid of the struggle. It is part of the journey. You are stronger than you know. The easy path will only lead to regret and stagnation. You must move forward. Face the uncertainty. It is the only way to find out what you seek. The observer's breathing becomes steadier, more determined. The sound of footsteps echoes as they turn away from the barren path and toward the path ahead, the wind still howling around them. The seeker has opted to move forward, away from the temptation of the past, away from the safety of the familiar. The path ahead is difficult, yes, but it is the only way forward. They cannot stop now. Soon the ground beneath the observer grows more solid. The wind calms slightly, though the sound of the barren landscape crumbling in the distance remains. As the shadows shift, a familiar presence emerges, the High Priestess, Inanna, stepping forward to reunite with Gilgamesh, the magician. There are soft footsteps on stone and a gentle chime. And Inanna says warmly, "Gil, it's been too long." They embrace briefly, a moment of warmth amidst the tension. And the hero and magician says, "It's good to see you, old friend. Boy, have I missed you, goddess." But the moment of reunion is short-lived as the air grows heavy. The antagonist, the reverse lovers, they step forward, eyes cold, ready to reveal the true depth, the darkness of the antagonist's plan. "You think this is about knowledge? No, I seek something greater, to collapse the tarot itself, to deflate its energy until it folds in on itself, just as your physical universe might. Not just this tarot, every tarot. And without the tarot, there is no pursuit of wisdom, no paths to follow. Your journey, all journeys, will cease." The observer says firmly in response, "But if the tarot collapses, so does this world, everything, even you." It is one of the few times that the observer has actually spoken during the journey. A low rumble like distant thunder seems to affirm this statement. The antagonist smiles darkly in response. "I would rather rule over this void that I create than let the cards guide another soul. Knowledge leads to defiance, and I will put an end to that." Inanna, calm but firm, says, "Your desire for control blinds you. Destroying the tarot would destroy you. There would be no world left to rule." Inanna echoing the words of the observer. With that, the antagonist, frustrated, disappears in the shadows. And the magician, the High Priestess, and the observer move forward, the world beginning to shift again. The barren landscape behind them fades into darkness, and the light of the moon overhead begins to dim. The path ahead still is uncertain, still difficult, but the observer walks flanked by allies with renewed purpose. They face temptation to stop, to give up, and they have chosen to continue. The faint sound of the wind dies down completely, leaving only the soft sound of the observer's footsteps as they walk forward along with their allies. The sound of shuffling cards begins, signaling the end of this encounter. The observer notes that the temptation to surrender hangs heavy still, but with Gilgamesh's unwavering presence and Inanna's strength, the observer tightens their grip on their resolve. Together, they all can reject the silence and move forward, refusing to ever yield.